Spies cannot be usefully employed without a certain intuitive sagacity.
In order to use them, one must know fact from falsehood and be able to discriminate between honesty and double dealing. Before using spies, we must assure ourselves as to their integrity of character and the extent of their experience and skill. But a brazen face and a crafty disposition are more dangerous than mountains or rivers. It takes a man of genius to penetrate such. An example of a brazen spy is given in the story of Ta Shi Wu, who was sent to gather news from an enemy camp accompanied by two other men. All three were on horseback and wore the enemy's uniform. When it was dark, they dismounted a few hundred feet away from the enemy's camp and stealthily crept up to listen, until they succeeded in catching the passwords used in the army. Then they got on their horse again and boldly passed through the camp under the guise of night watchmen, and more than once, happening to come across a soldier who was committing some breach of discipline, they actually stopped to give the culprit a sound cudgeling. Thus they managed to return with the fullest possible information about the enemy's dispositions and received warm commendation from the emperor, who in consequence of their report was able to inflict a severe defeat on his adversary.
Spies cannot be properly managed without benevolence and straightforwardness. Without subtle ingenuity of mind, one cannot make certain of the truth of their reports.
When you have attracted them by substantial offers, you must treat them with absolute sincerity. Then they will work for you with all their might. But be on your guard against the possibility of spies going over to the service of the enemy.
Be subtle. Be subtle and use your spies for every kind of business. But if a spy divulges a secret piece of news before the time is ripe, he must be put to death together with the man to whom the secret was told. Whether the object be to crush an army, to storm a city, or to assassinate an individual, it is always necessary to begin by finding out the names of the attendants, the aides-de-camp, doorkeepers, and sentries of the general in command. Our spies must be commissioned to ascertain these. The enemy's spies who have come to spy on us must be sought out, tempted with bribes, and led away to be comfortably housed. Thus they will become converted spies and available for our service. It is through the information brought by the converted spy that we are able to acquire and employ local and inward spies.